have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good friends, Charlie Murdoch. there. This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Hallelujah. It's working out for me, none other than Bishop Leonard Scott. We bless the Lord for that intro song. God of the good, God of the good times. God is the keeper of even the bad times, people of God. And I love him because he is the extender indeed of mercy, and he is always on time because he does all things well, in the name of Jesus. And that's why we can come every Saturday and Shabbat him here on Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God, because we know that it's working. It's working out for me. It's working out for you. It's working out for our favor in the name of Jesus. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Indeed, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I say that because it's not just me being Pollyanna, amen. It is a truth and a fact. Every day that we wake up, every day that we're able to rise and out of our bed, we have something to be grateful for, and certainly I have something to Shabbat him for. And so my breath that I Shabbat him with is his breath, and I give that to him because it is owed him. It is due him in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he created us. We were created to worship him. We were created, amen, indeed, that our lives would even be a worship unto him. Did you know that? Well, it's in the Bible, amen. The word says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. You, Lord God, have created all things, and by your will, they exist. You exist. I exist. Amen. And we were created. We were created to worship him. We were created to praise him. We were created, hallelujah, to Shabbat him on today. And so I lift my hands and I bless his name. Hallelujah. He is Elohim to me, people of God. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Jireh to me in the name of Jesus. He is Jehovah Roh to me. My God, we were created for worship in Jesus' name. Well, hey, listen. Thank you so much for those who have joined us on today, December the 10th, 2022, the last month of the last quarter, people of God. My God, it is going to be an awesome day today with our guest speaker. Why? Because we have none other than Prophet Ken Jackson of Maintain Anointing Deliverance Ministries in the house. Amen. And there is a word of the Lord for his people in his belly in the name of Jesus. So again, I'm very grateful for those that are here. Amen. That have called in, and those that will be listening on the replay on YouTube that are just assembling with us. We call this a virtual tabernacle here on Elation Radio, where we come together and just bless the name of the Lord and worship him and exalt his name in this space and this place called a, hallelujah, called Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. And thank you for Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, in Jesus' name. Well, again, I will not say this enough. I thank you, our listening audience. It's because of you that we are here now going on year three in the name of Jesus. And I thank the Father God just for the favor of God being upon this platform and for his hand moving mightily in this room and for the souls that have been saved in Jesus' name. Father God, which art in heaven, I hallow your magnificent name. Hallelujah. Your sovereign name. And I bless you, Father God. I bless you with my soul and all that is within me. I thank you, Jesus, We were created to worship you, and we render our praise, and we give a Shabbat on this day for your greatness, for your glory, for who you are in our lives. The word says, thou art worthy, O Lord. Hallelujah. And you certainly are. And so, Father God, with everything that is done in the next hour, we thank you that you will be pleased and that your people, Lord God, will receive that which is needed in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you on today because I know that we could do nothing in and of ourselves. And so now, Lord God, we yield this space to you. We yield this time to you that you may be glorified. Lord God, let there be a word that will be released in the hearing of your people that will indeed set the captives free, that will bring deliverance in the house, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You are the source of mankind's existence, Father God, and we truly do bless you on today. Hallelujah. I pray that Prophet Ken Jackson, that you are with us, man of God. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, and I know again that there is a Kairos word in your belly for our hearing on today in the name of Jesus. And so from the bottom of my heart, man of God, I thank you and I love you. And as I mentioned to you, those that are listening, this man of God, I have so much regard for, amen, because of what he has done, and he has a track record, amen. He's not a hit and miss, glory to God. He has been consistent from the beginning of time since he was called to ministry, amen. And I truly do honor the mantle that is on his life. If you in the listening audience are in the vicinity of Douglasville, Georgia, I would admonish you to stop by the house, amen, called Maintain Anointing Deliverance Ministries and join them. Always a powerful service every Sunday at 9 a.m. in Jesus' name. So glory to God, and thank you again, Prophet Ken Jackson, for being with us on today in the name of Jesus. Man of God, come forth in your own way and open up the room in prayer and the word of God in your belly for us today. And let the Holy Spirit use you mightily in Jesus' name. The mic is yours.
Amen. God bless you all. I just want to give honor to God, who is my life, to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I give honor to Apostle P.D. Westbrook. Amen. And to Relations Radio and to all of those that have tuned in this day. I count it an honor to be able to share the goodness of the gospel with God's people. Amen. And I just want to go into a little prayer before I get ready to start. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you today, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to share the grace of God amongst the people. Father, we pray that you give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Father, we pray that you speak and take control, because, Lord, if you stay silent, everything we do today will be in vain. So today, God, we give you free course through the Holy Spirit to have your way. Lord, change lives, transform our minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Once again, I just want to thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for Apostle Westbrook and Elations Radio. Amen. Kimmy Kim, I think that's her name. Amen. And to everybody that have taken out of your busy schedule to be with us today. Amen. Today, I just want to share something with you today. Amen. Coming from the Word of God, Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 22, it reads, glory be to God, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. Against these things there is no law, which means there's no boundaries of how much love you can have, how much joy you can have, how much faith, peace. Amen. And when we begin to look at these fruit of the Spirit, this is something that we definitely need in the body of Christ. We know that it's only one fruit, but it got nine characteristics that develops from that one fruit, which is created in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they are broken down in sets. You got the first three, which is love, joy, and peace. That is inwardly. That's a work of the Spirit that is done inwardly. Amen. That is something, glory be to God, that we begin to see the Holy Spirit begins to develop an inward change within our lives as these fruit begins to manifest, that love, that peace, that joy. Like I say, these are attributes of inward characters. Amen. This has something to do with our inward character. Amen. They cannot be seen, but can only be felt only by the vessel. And the vessel that is filled by the Spirit of God. Amen. Then you got that second category that we know is forbearance, kindness, and goodness, and those are external. That is an outward disposition of God's presence. In other words, the one that carries those attributes, that's not felt by the vessel that is coming through, but others, glory be to God, can benefit from it, and it is felt in word around them that we make it evident that there have been an inward change in our lives. In other words, when the fruit of the Spirit begins to develop in us, it ought to be not only you know that there have been a change, but those that sees you know that there have been a change. Amen. And so therefore, that part of it, that second part, is something now. It's external. This is a reflection of what took forth inwardly from the first three, that love, that joy, and that peace. Amen. That's why it starts out with love, because God is love. When you look at it, you know, when you look at the fruit of the Spirit, it's in three categories, because it represents first part of the three is for God, the other part of the three is for you, and the other part of the three is for others. Amen. And that's why we get the word joy. Jesus, others, and you. Amen. Because it starts out with God. God, who is love, who is the essence of love. He don't have love, he is love. Anything you have, you can run out of. But when you are the essence of that very thing, you can never run out of it. And God is love. Glory be to God. And so therefore, because of the love of God, accepting Jesus Christ, it brings about joy and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that brings about an inward change in the believer. Amen. And then what happens, because of what have taken place on the inside of us, it begins to now be seen external. Others can begin to see that love, that joy, and that peace, that inward work that took place in you. Why? Because now you have some patience. And that's the one I'm going to be talking about today, patience, forbearance, learning to endure and put up with things. Amen. And that external also, it brings a kindness in your life, because you understand what you have received from God, for through love and kindness have I drawn you. So when we see the kindness that have been given to us, it causes us to express kindness to others. Then goodness, amen. When we see the goodness of the Lord, amen, taste and see that the Lord is good. Even David began to say, yea, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for what thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Oh, glory be to God. He said, and then surely goodness, oh my God, and mercy. Those are attributes of the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, because of the goodness of the Lord, when you can taste and see that he's good, now you can begin to express goodness to others. Somebody ought to see some goodness in you. Let your light so shine before men that they will see what the good works in you. Glory be to God. And then they can glorify our Father in heaven. And then we got those last three, that faith, meekness, and temperance, which is self-control. And these are the general or public disposition of God's presence, the attributes that is special and it tends to interact, this is when it begins to affect groups. Because now, or what have happened on the inside of you, now it is manifesting on the outside of you. Now everybody can see as it makes an impact that this is a person that has the Holy Spirit, and we can see the working of the Holy Spirit manifesting in his life. See, sometimes people, they base a person being connected to God based upon their credentials they have received. And so therefore, this is why people love to say, well, nobody can see my heart, baby. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. I know what's in your heart when I just stay quiet long enough and just let you keep on talking, because it is going to express to me what is in your heart. Because no matter what goes on, even though you say man can't see your heart, but there is an attribute, there is a working of the Holy Spirit, that when God have truly impacted your life, then there will be some evidence of what's in your life, because the tree will be known by the fruit it bears. Amen. And so now, as we begin to look at this one attribute, which is called patience or forbearance, amen, this is a fruit that we need in the body of Christ today, because we live in a generation and a society where everything is at fast pace. Everything is a microwave generation where people do not want to wait on anything to develop. So therefore, we are quick and we are in a hurry. And therefore, when we don't let patience have its perfect work, then we will go lacking. James tells us, but let patience have its perfect work. Amen. That, in other words, a complete work. In other words, you do not bypass the process of what God is doing, because you got to let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. The reason why we got so many immature people and they can never complete an assignment, because they do not allow patience to have its perfect work. When I allow patience to have its perfect work in me, then not only will I be mature, but I'll be complete. Glory be to God, I'll be whole. And then the Bible says, I go lacking nothing. If we keep lacking, it's because we have not allowed patience to have its perfect work. And so we need to let patience have its perfect work in us today. Amen. And so sometimes what happens when we begin to look at others and what they call success, we have the tendency to begin to get caught up in the rat race. And if you get caught up in the rat race, you can miss some vital lessons that God is trying to teach you. And you can forfeit the inward working of the Holy Spirit of what is trying to develop in you. And so this is why it is not good to compare with no other man. Amen. Because each individual is unique in the way that God have designed them to be. So this is why when the Bible tells us, it tells us where there is ministry, wait on it. See, it takes some patience to be able to wait on something. And that word wait don't mean just sit down idle, but it means to occupy. Like he said, occupy until I come. That means make yourself busy with the mind of expectation ready to receive. Amen. Let me say that again. That don't mean being idle-minded and lazy, but it means make yourself busy with a mind of expectation ready to receive. Amen. And so therefore, if we wait on ministry, like the Bible tells us, then we won't keep having a bunch of heartaches. We won't have to continue to keep starting over. Why? Because I will be perfect and I will be complete and I will be lacking nothing, because everything that I need for the assignment, I got it through the working of patience. Amen. This is why it is good for the fruit and the characteristic of patience to manifest in the body of Christ. That way, if we allow this the patience to take place. We won't keep having all these premature ordination services. We won't keep having all these people jumping up and they just got saved today and 3 weeks later they're an apostle. They just gave one word of knowledge and now they're ready to go international. See, and these are the things that we have did because we have been in a hurry, and so therefore nobody wanted to have patience. And so what we do, we go and we ordain people. We put our stamp of approval on them without them even going through the process so that they will be perfect and complete. And therefore, when you do that, what happens? It brings shame on the person, brings shame on you, and it brings shame to the body of Christ. All because we are in a big hurry and we refuse to allow patience to have its perfect work. But I guarantee you, if you will begin to let patience have its perfect work, you will begin to see experience in your life. See, that's why most people don't know how to go through the storms and trials of life, because they do not let patience have its perfect work. Because why? Patience worketh experience. See, just because you got a talent and you got a gift don't mean you have experience. Uh-huh. And so therefore, this is where the anointing really begins to develop, because there becomes a crushing in experience. As you begin to gain experience, it not only brings about a crushing that will birth an anointing, but it also would give you a certified testimony that somebody can bear witness of what you've been through. It leaves a track record that this individual has as some experience. The problem today, we are putting people in places and sticking them in positions and popping up their ego, and they have no experience of what ministry is all about, because they think ministry is in how many services we do, how many opportunities we get to preach. And so therefore we miss the whole essence of what ministry is all about. One of the greatest aspects of ministry is to have the heart of a servant, always being willing to serve in whatever capacity that is needed. But today, because we are so title-driven, oh my God, and our egos have begun to lift us up in pride, till we have become too big to do certain things that really requires ministry. And the reason why, because we was in a hurry, therefore we never allow patience to have its perfect work. So therefore we are inexperienced when we face certain things and the ministry go lacking and the body of Christ begins to suffer. So therefore today, we got to let patience have its perfect work. When I begin to let patience have its perfect work, then you'll know how to endure with somebody else. This is why the Bible says, let us endure the burdens of our fellow man. The reason why we don't have patience with people, because we have not allowed patience to have its perfect work. Because when you allow patience to have its perfect work, then it puts you back in remembrance of the patience that God had with us when he was bringing us through our mess. Glory be to God. So therefore, people, we must learn to let patience have its perfect work. And when we allow patience to have its perfect work, we will be mature, we will be complete, and we won't lack nothing. Glory be to God. It will give us more love. It will give us more patience. We will know how to work with people. We won't continue to look at a weakness as wickedness. Oh, my God. See, it's something about patience. It'll cause you to know the difference between weakness and wickedness. See, when you have no patience, you have the tendency to judge a thing before time. And this is why Paul says, when you see a brother overtaken in a fault, ye, 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 that are spiritual, restore such a one. How do you restore them? You restore them and with meekness and with temperance. The fruit of the Spirit, it teaches you how to restore people. But when you don't have the fruit of the Spirit operating in your life, then you don't know how to restore. And this is the reason why the body of Christ is handicapped in certain areas, because we know how to judge and bring criticism, but we don't know how to restore them back to good health. We do not know how to restore them where they can be reinstated back into the position where God has called them to be. Why? Because we have no patience with no one. So the first time things don't go our way, we have the tendency to want to write somebody else. Why? Because we have no patience. And we forget about the patience that God had with us. Well, I want to just share with you, amen, about this tree that grows in China. That's a tree that is called the Chinese bamboo tree. And it's something about this tree that would teach us in the body of Christ how to have patience, how to wait on ministry, how to occupy till he come. Like I say, means make yourself busy with the mind of expectation ready to receive. But this bamboo tree, the bamboo tree, it is a tree that when you begin to plant the seed, because it's like grass, amen, it's like grass, and the stems have to be cut. But when you plant the seed, you have to water the seed every day, not missing a day. You have to water the seed and the soil for 5 years. And the thing about it, when you begin to first water it, you don't see nothing take place. Like all the other trees, after about 90 days, you'll begin to see things sprout out. And then when a year comes, you see difference. But with this bamboo tree, all you keep seeing is a ground with nothing have sprouted out of it. And you say to yourself, a whole year done gone by, and it's still nothing growing out the ground. But the mystery of the bamboo tree is that the work is being done behind the scene. And this is the problem. When we don't have patience, we want to be seen and heard. Because if we're not seen and heard, then we feel like we're not doing anything. So therefore, we are rushed and we'll run out there before time just to be seen and heard. But with the bamboo tree, it's something that you have to have patience. It's a tree that will cause other people to call you crazy, because they will ask you, why do you keep going pouring water on a ground that is not bringing forth nothing? I don't know who I'm talking to today, but you might be a place in your ministry, or it might be a business. It might be whatever you're dealing with in life, and it seems like you have planted the seed, but it seemed like it have not been any growth. And so therefore, because folks begin to mock what you're doing, you begin to get frustrated and you stop watering. Well, let me tell you, you need to go back and water your seed. Go back and nurture your seed. Go back and pray over that seed. Go back and hold fast to the profession of your faith. Contend for the faith. Glory be to God. Begin to put God back in remembrance of what he said to you, because there is a work that is going on behind the scenes. And no, nobody else see it, because it's not the season for it to come up. And that's the problem. See, we looking for things to come up, and it's not the season for it to come up. When we do that, and because we don't have patience, we'll become like the fig tree. The Bible said that when Jesus, when he came back and he got to Bethphage, the Bible said, therefore he began to hunger. Bethphage represents the house of dates, or the house of figs. It was a place that was permanent for figs and dates to grow. And so Jesus has stepped into this arena, and he see a tree afar off. Oh my God, because he's hungry now. You have to understand, the master is hungry and he wants to be satisfied. But when he get to the tree, God Almighty, Woo! There's nothing on it. The Bible says that Jesus, he saw leaves on it, but it didn't have no figs. Because the Bible said, because the time of the figs were not yet. In other words, it wasn't the season. And how many times we keep anointing stuff and it's not no season? And when God comes back for a return, when he comes back to benefit from what have been planted, we can never give him anything because we are empty-handed, because maybe we put people in positions before the season. Maybe we rushed the process. Maybe we didn't have the patience to keep watering until the appointed season for it to give birth. Good God Almighty. And so therefore, you got a tree that got leaves on it, but no figs. And the fig tree is different from any other tree. You see an apple tree, it get the leaves, then it get the apples. You see an orange tree, it get the leaves, then it get the oranges. Oh, look at the peach tree. It get the leaves, then it get the peaches. A pear tree get the leaves, then it get the pears. But the fig tree, it get the figs, then the leaves begin to grow on it. So therefore, Jesus, because he saw leaves on it, he knew figs should have been on it. But the Bible says the time of the figs was not yet. And what was happening? You had something that was representing one thing and producing something else. And that's how we are in the body of Christ, when we don't let patience have its perfect work. And so therefore we are not perfect, we are not complete, and so therefore we go lacking things. And when it's time for the master to require something out of us, we are empty, because the time of the season was not yet. We tried to make something come up before its time. And so therefore now we become hypocritical. And what hypocritical would do, it will cause you to be cursed. Oh my God. And see, and you got to understand, like I said, it had leaves on it, but it didn't have no figs. And see, and this is how the church is today. The church is full of leaves. A leaf, it represents your gifts. That's why David, when he began to say, blessed are the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, where his leaf, which is his gift, shall not wither. Why? Because when your gift is cultivated around the word of God, given the nourishment and the attention it needs, it causes you to be fruitful. And so therefore, this is the problem with the church today. We got leaves everywhere, leaves in the pulpit. People can speak in tongues, they can shout, they can dance, they can prophesy, but they can't produce no fruit. Oh, we got leaves on the praise and worship team, leaves sitting up in the audience, leaves standing at the door, leaves of what we call animal bearers. Everything got a gift, because gifts and calls are without repentance. But when Jesus returns, he's not looking for a gift, he's looking for fruit. When he comes back, he's coming back of a fruit inspector. This is why it is important that we get the fruit of the Spirit on our tree. This is why we're going to be known by the fruit, that fruit, the fruit, the fruit. Oh, my God. The fruit that we bear. And without patience, we can't birth that fruit. And that's what happened with the fig tree. It tried to come forth before time because it had no patience. And it ended up being judged as a hypocrite. And it became cursed, where no man can eat from it. And this is why you see ministries popping up all over the world. You had just 2 years ago, your ministry was named this. And it looked like you were just flowing and superseding in life, and seemed like everybody was just just pulling your coattail, but because you tried to speed up the process, you did not allow patience to have its perfect work. And so therefore, when trials and the storms of life begin to come, and when you begin to be tested on the inside of the camp, oh my God, who am I talking to? It began to mess up your whole unity, because now trouble is in the camp and there's no patience. And now what happens? You begin to war at one another. You begin to devour one another, because now you're lacking, because you did not let patience have its perfect work. And now, so what happens now? The ministry begin to go down, because when God required something of the ministry was not in a position to give God what he needed. Because the time of you coming forth was not yet, but you made yourself come up before time, and you was in a premature stage till it begins to cause the ministry to become cursed, where nobody can benefit from it. This is why you keep seeing these people jump up from here and there, and they keep having different groups, and now you got another group, and now that group done went down. Now what you do, you talk about that group. You just got through talking about this group because you was upset because of what happened with that group. And then now you get another group and the same thing begin to happen. Now you leave that group and get another group and the same thing begin to happen. Well, it needs to come back to the point. You never waited on your ministry. You never allowed patience to have his perfect work. So therefore, you was not perfected or mature. You was not complete. Even though you were saying the right words, but you didn't have the inward change from the first fruit of the Spirit, that first set category, that love, that joy, and that peace. You didn't let the inward work take its place. So now, therefore, on the external work, nobody can see that you got any patience. Nobody can see that you got long-suffering. Nobody can see no gentleness in you. Nobody can see that you're good to people. Oh, because you have become self-entitled. You think everything supposed to come to you. You think everybody's supposed to serve you. You think everybody's supposed to blow the horn for you, and they're supposed to be your spiritual cheerleader. And that's because you did not allow the fruit of the Spirit to take place and allow patience to have its perfect work. And now what happens? People that once used to be in fellowship, now they have become enemies. And the truth of the matter is, it's because you tried to rush something before the time, and you didn't let patience have its perfect work. So therefore, this is why the bamboo tree is so important. It teaches you patience. It teaches you consistency. It teaches you how to work with something that seems like it's not giving any progress. Oh, it takes patience to work with something that seems like you're not getting no feedback from. It takes patience to work with something that seems like there is nothing that's taking place with it. But that's what's taking place with the bamboo tree. So therefore, you have to be consistency, and that's what the church miss it. See, patience will cause you to be consistent. It will cause you to become like Noah, because, see, faith is connected with patience. And so when you let patience have this perfect work, then you gather experience. That's the same thing that happened with Noah. God told him, go and build an ark. It never rained on the earth. Noah didn't know what rain was, but he trusted God, and he built on an ark and preached the message of faith and righteousness, and preached against sin for 120 years before a raindrop ever hit the earth. It took patience. It took him being talked about. It took people laughing at him, calling him crazy. I can imagine the family was saying, Daddy, what's wrong with you? The wife was saying, man, are you crazy? And what is this thing called rain? We don't know what that is. And you steady building something. Here it is. It's hot. It's 100 degrees outside, and you building an ark. But he had patience. He had patience, and he let patience have his perfect work so that he could continue to be consistent on what God told him to do. And that's how you got to be with this bamboo tree. You got to keep watering, even though you don't see nothing coming out the ground. because that's something that takes place when you stay consistent and don't miss a day. Now, at the five-year period, at the fifth year mark, five is the number of grace. Ah, my God. At the fifth year of the bamboo tree, it is amazing. Something that you have not seen in 5 years, it still looked like the bare ground when you first put the seed. After the fifth year come into action, when the season of grace, see, what I'm trying to get you to understand, see, you're going to suffer before your rain, baby. And see, all this time you've been watering it, and all this time you've been laughed at. And see, this was the season where God was taking you through, allowing you to suffer for the gospel's sake so that you can reign. Because if you don't quit, if you don't stop, there will be a season of the divine grace of God that will begin to fall on you. And when grace hit, here come increase. And at the fifth year mark of working on the bamboo tree, all of a sudden, when the fifth year hits, all it takes now, 5 days, the bamboo tree done shot up to 90 feet tall. Isn't that amazing? You laughed at me. All the other trees looked like they was outgrowing me. Seemed like all the other trees seemed like it had it going on. It seemed like it was nothing going on with me. Seemed like nobody was coming to the ministry. Nobody was supporting it financially. Seemed like nobody was doing anything. But yet, I'm still praying for people. Uh-huh. God is healing and delivering. But they take their finances to other places. Uh-huh. Yeah. But see, it's part of me being patient with the bamboo tree, because now the season of grace and favor is about to fall on me. And in that fifth year, in the matter of 5 days to 7 days, all of a sudden that place that looked it like just a bare ground for 5 years, when you come out on the fifth to the seventh day, you look at that same spot, and now you got a 90-foot tree that done grown up in that quickness of time. Now, somebody might say, it shot up quick, but all the work was done behind the scenes. It was growing and stretching its roots up underground when nobody seen it. But now it's time for it to come forth. But the key, they had to have patience. They had to keep watering something that seemed like it would never grow. They had to take the chance of being talked about and ridiculed when it seemed like nothing was happening. But the thing, they could not give up. They could not respond. They could not give a reaction out of the flesh to attack because of what somebody else's gestures was. They had to stay faithful and believe in what God had said and know that God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? You got to understand that God gonna make it good when he tells you to do it. You got to understand. And the Bible said that he watches over his word to perform it. And just because it wasn't performed in the time others thought it should have been, God watches over his word to perform it at the time he has designed for it to come forth. And now all of a sudden you got this 90-foot bamboo tree because they never gave up. And one thing about the quality of the bamboo tree is that it does not have to be uprooted to be harvested. This means that the stalks can be cut and replenished without need replanting, unlike other types of trees and woods have to be done, because of how God created it to be. This tree is so significant the quality beyond is sustainable. It's in harvest times. Incredible growth rate. It can achieve and go through hardness through any type of weather. All because what was taking place when nobody else could see it. And that's how the gifts are. When God began to work inwardly on you, people don't see it all at once. But you got to continue to let God continue to do what he is doing. And eventually, everybody will see it. It's just like a woman that gets pregnant. When she first get pregnant, you don't know. But as time develops, as the baby begins to be fed and begins to develop and grow inside, then all of a sudden now you begin to see that she's pregnant, that there's another life growing on the inside of her. And this is like the bamboo tree. You don't see it at first. You don't see it. And one thing about the bamboo tree, it's amazing that no matter what parts of the world that they are in, mostly they're in China, Asia, places like that. But the thing of it is, no matter how it takes place, that when it begins to grow, all members of the same species will begin to blossom at the same time, no matter what part of the world they're in. That it just shows you the uniqueness and the omnipotence and omniscient God that we serve. That no matter what part of the world all the other bamboo trees are in, it all knows it's time to begin to grow. And this, in the body of Christ, we ought to learn something from it. We ought to learn that there's a time that we will grow. That's why Ecclesiastes tells us that there's a time and there's a season for everything. That's a time to uproot. That's a time to build. That's a time to plant. That's a time to tear down. That's a time to embrace. That's a time to refrain from embracing. These are times and seasons. Everything has its seasons, but within the season, that's going to take patience in order to see the season come forth. And so, therefore, because of this beautiful tree, it's a blessing to the world in so many ways that people don't even realize. Because one thing it does, it repairs damaged soil. Bamboo plants, they can continue to grow even in infertile soil. Even after it done come up, it can begin to repair damaged soil, and it can begin to grow even when the soil is not infertile. What are you saying, prophet? Once you come forth in God, when the appointed time comes because of your patience, you won't lack nothing. And even when it seems like times are rough, you can begin to blossom even when it seems like the whole world is against you. Even when it seems like you should be hiding your face, you can stand out and shine before men, because he will make your face like flint and your head like an adamant stone. Because no matter what the pressure is now, you can begin to grow when people try to make an unhealthy environment around you. All because of what you suffered in the process of being developed. I pray that somebody today would take something out of this and that they will grow therefrom. And we will learn from it. No matter what it looks like in others' eyes, be patient, because you will be like that bamboo tree. But you must stay consistent. You can't miss a day of nurturing it and watering it, even though you don't see nothing taking place. But know that that's a season. It's amazing. 5 years of not seeing nothing. But at the fifth year, at the time of grace, at the time of God's favor, begin to come. All of a sudden now, in 5 days, you're 90 feet tall. I pray that somebody will be blessed. I pray that somebody was encouraged. I pray that somebody got an answer to some things that they've been going through. And I turn it back over to Apostle Westbrook. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Man of God, I'm just inclined, as I was listening and you were saying you pray that someone has received or someone's heart has been pierced and touched in what they've heard and that they've received an answer. I would ask you, would you pray in that regard in concert with what you've poured this afternoon to those who are listening right now that may be in that particular space and place where they were mishandled by ministry and prematurely sent out and not handled with care because of someone not having patience with them? Or would you just be led by the Spirit of God and lead us in that prayer right now, and even a prayer of salvation in Jesus' name?
Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you today thanking you for this word. Father, we thank you, Lord, that this word will fall on good ground. And Father, today, God, I pray for those that are in ministry, God, those that are waiting on ministry, Father, that they will allow patience to have its perfect work, that they will continue to wait, that they will occupy until you come. They will make themselves busy with a mind of expectation, ready to receive that appointed time where the grace and favor of God will be bestowed upon them, that when patience have its perfect work, that they will be complete and they won't lack nothing. Father, I pray, God, that in the times when it seems like discouragement is trying to set in, God, that your scriptures, that the word of God will begin to minister to them, that they will not be weary in well-doing, because they know in due season they will reap if they faint not. And Father, today we break discouragement off of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we release the fruit of patience. We release the fruit of endurance, God, that knowing how to endure, God, that they know how to suffer with you, God, so that we can reign with you. Father, we pray, God, that we will not be distracted by the noise on the outside of us, God, but we are only focused on the inward work that is taking place on the inside of us as our spiritual roots begin to grow up underground where nobody sees anything. But it's like the bamboo tree. You are stretching us out so that we can shoot forward in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, I come against every restless spirit, every spirit of discouragement, every spirit that feel like throwing in the towel. And I speak patience upon the people today, and that we are going to wait, because we know that our change is coming. We know that our season is at hand. We know that our season is about to change. We are about to step into another season, God, and we thank you for it, God. Lord, let us continue to cry, but as we cry, let us continue to water. God, people might turn their back on us while we're going through our process. God, let us accept the rejection and not look at it as rejection, but look at it as redirection, God, in the name of Jesus. Because we're going to continue to wait and let patience have his perfect work so that when we come forth, we will be complete and we won't lack nothing. Now, God, there might be those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. I reach out and make this invitation, and I want you to repeat this prayer for me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. I can't save myself, but God, I know that you can save me. And according to your word, that if we confess our mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe in our heart that Christ died, came in the flesh for mankind, that we can be saved. So this day, God, I come as a sinner. I come repenting of my sins. I come throwing up my hands, surrendering it all to you, God. And as you stand at the door knocking, tugging at my heart, as the Holy Spirit, it draws me to the horns of the altar now. Because of your loving kindness, I'm being drawn to you, God. I open up the door so that you could come and sup with me. And now I publicly make my confession out of my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe in my heart. So therefore, according to your word, I am saved today. God, thank you for coming in. Now, Father, I pray for them, God, that you will bless them and lead and guide them to a spiritual field house, one that believe in the gifts of the Spirit, the fivefold ministry. God, those that believe in you taking charge and that you're the head, God. Those that will have a kingdom mindset and begin developing kingdom in them. And God, so that the work continue to be worked on them, that they can continue to be watered, that they can continue to be nurtured, that they can continue to be fed, that they will not lose their salvation. And God, we thank you today for this beautiful network. We thank you for Apostle P.D. Westbrook, God. We bless the work of her hands, God. And we bless Kimmy Kim, God, with Elations Radio. And to all those that have come in and tuned in today, we bless them today with the fruit of patience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet Ken Jackson, for that prayer. Indeed, we thank the Lord that this is the hour indeed. And we don't doubt what the Lord has released in our hearing today. Certainly, there is a shift that he is doing a new thing and wanting us to really be focused about having the heart of the Father operating in the fruit of the Spirit and not our gifts, but the fruit in Jesus' name. And I pray that this word indeed has taken root in each and every one of you that is listening and those even that will be listening on YouTube in the name of Jesus. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord has spoken to us so richly today. Take it to heart. I admonish you, listen to the replay in the name of Jesus. As the man of God says, now is the hour. Let there be the evidence, yes, Holy Spirit, the evidence of us bearing fruit, not just leaves, amen, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that analogy of the bamboo tree, amen. I've never heard that before, and it was just astonishing to know the process, hallelujah, that it goes through, but the consistency, amen, that has to be in place for it to reach its end in Jesus' name. I love you, man of God, and I thank the Lord for you and for your ministry. Abba, Father, now fill this broadcast with your glory because of the release, the pour from the man of God to those that are under the sound of our voices now and later on this rebroadcast, that we will experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence through the word. Amen. Touch the life and nature of God within us, Father God, that we too may bear the fruit of the Spirit, amen, and the fullness of the Godhead, that we may walk in patience, that we can apprehend that for which we have been apprehended, and that change is taking place now in our lives in the name of Jesus. I want to say thank you again, a prophet. Ken Jackson, amen. I keep on elevating you to apostle. Amen. You have such an apostolic flavor. Thank you so much for stopping and in on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your mentorship. Thank you for your direction and your guidance. And man of God, I want to publicly say to you that if I have in any way offended you, or if I have done something to just cause a break or a breach in our relationship, which I truly do cherish, please forgive me, because you know that I have nothing but love for you, and you've always had my back behind my back publicly in Jesus' name, and I truly do honor the mantle and the calling, hallelujah, and the anointing that is on your life. So I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elation Radio family, iHeart and Spricker, amen, for this platform. And most importantly, thank you, God's people, for supporting Shabbat Saturday as you come every Saturday and just hear us, amen, and support us. We bless the Lord for you, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, enlarge your borders and your territories in the name of Jesus. Listen, you all, thank you again for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday, especially you, Prophet Ken Jackson, Dr.
Thank you
Kim
for
Robinson.
Having me. I forgive you, and thank you for
Jesus.
Having me.
It is always an honor. You know that this platform is always open to you in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying, Dr. Kimmy Kim, hint, 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 that you will give the man of God an opportunity to have a platform as well, be a part of the Elation Radio family. That's my plug in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and that door will be open to you, sir, in Jesus' name. But listen, you all, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, our producer extraordinaire, for your example, woman of God. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
Once again, I'm standing here ashamed. My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you will provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, being renewed.
Oh yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really?
I wonder.
if there's any more grace.
Lord, change my heart.
I wanna hear.